The Forest Service in February released a record of decision to allow timber harvest totaling just over 26 million board feet of Tongass timber, mainly from the Hamilton Creek and Big John Creek drainages on the western side of Kuprinoff Island, more than 9 miles south of Cake. The decision document calls for micro-timber sales that could be harvested by residents and businesses in Cake, along with some other potential job opportunities. That work is part of what the Forest Service calls its Transition Framework, a new program seeking to create jobs and diversify the Southeast economy. Petersburg District Ranger Chris Savage says the Kuprinoff plan reflects a new direction for the Tongass, focusing on what the agency calls stewardship contracting.
The idea behind stewardship contracting is that you're able to retain the receipts of the timber sale back within the project area. So any of the goods that come out of the timber sale, the receipts then can go towards services, you know, whether it's road maintenance, trail maintenance, fisheries enhancement, replacing red pipes, things like that.
Those red pipes are culverts on remote logging roads that have been flagged for impeding fish passage. The agency has identified more than 60 in the central Kuprinoff area that may need fixing. Other contract work could include young tree thinning and noxious weed control. Savage says the agency has been working with some of the local businesses, government, tribal, corporate, and environmental representatives to identify potential work for people in Cake.
You know, we really wanted to craft these projects so that businesses in Cake could implement them rather than trying to get too specialized or too complex where you'd have to bring in outside resources to complete the work.
The logging plan focuses timber harvest on the existing road system south of Cake, and it leaves out the more expensive helicopter logging units. The agency also decided to forego any logging in the headwaters of Castle River, a large fish-rich system that drains into nearby Duncan Canal. There are also no plans for logging or road building in undeveloped roadless areas on Kuprinoff. Timber harvest under the plan could bring with it construction of just under 2 miles of new road and another 2 miles of temporary road, estimated to cost a total of just under $700,000. Sarah Campin is a community organizer with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, and she says she's pleased with the decision document for Central Kuprinoff. Campin says the project responds to environmental concerns and requests for the Forest Service to focus on local job creation.
One reason that it does that is because of a lot of upfront work that happened, a lot of conversation between the conservation community and the Forest Service and folks in Cake before this record of decision was released. And I think that really helped direct the project.
Campin says she's been working with the Forest Service for 2 years seeking to create a project that addresses community needs, and she's hopeful some of the contract work will be offered as soon as this summer. Campin also says the planned timber harvest in the project has improved.
The preferred alternative for this project was originally a 75 million board foot sale, and so the Forest Service, I think, has taken a really great step in terms of looking at local economic needs and has really scaled down the project. The timber economics are still negative. It's still a deficit sale, but there are small and micro sales within the larger project that work out economically, and those will be offered first.
However, that substantially smaller timber harvest is a disappointment for the timber industry. Alaska Forest Association Executive Director Owen Graham says he'd like to see some other harvests allowed on Kuprinoff.
Well, the island is huge, you know, can certainly support that harvest. There's that much and more just in leaf strips. I think it's fine to have that amount of timber and set it aside for the people in Cake, but the timber industry has got other mills and other needs that can't be satisfied without using portions of Kuprinoff as well. So I think the Forest Service needs to immediately start another timber sale EIS to take care of everybody else's needs.
A 30-day appeal period on the Central Kuprinoff decision begins March 14th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.